Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we make cooking fun and accessible for everyone. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that will elevate your dishes with a delicious twist, the ultimate poke sauce. Poke bowls have taken the culinary world by storm, and the secret to a great poke bowl? A fantastic sauce. Our poke sauce recipe is not only easy to make, but also incredibly versatile. Perfect for drizzling over poke bowls, sushi, or using as a unique condiment. Let's start with what you'll need. For this recipe, our ingredients blend savory, spicy, and sweet elements to create a balanced and flavorful sauce. You'll need 1/2 cup mayonnaise for a creamy texture, 1/4 cup soy sauce, and 1/4 cup sriracha for that umami and kick, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar to add tanginess, 2 tablespoons gochujang for depth and spice, 1 tablespoon honey to sweeten, 1 teaspoon grated ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon minced garlic for that aromatic punch. Optional red pepper flakes for extra heat. And for garnish, some chopped green onions and sesame seeds. Now, let's put it all together. Start by blending the mayonnaise, soy sauce, sriracha, rice vinegar, and gochujang until smooth. Then add the honey, ginger, and garlic, blending again to fully incorporate these flavors. Taste your sauce and adjust the seasoning to your liking. More soy sauce for umami, sriracha for heat, or honey for sweetness. Once blended to the perfect creamy texture, let the sauce rest in the fridge for at least 30 minutes. This allows the flavors to meld beautifully. When you're ready to serve, garnish with green onions and a sprinkle of sesame seeds for that extra flair. And there you have it, folks, a poke sauce that is easy to make and bursting with flavor. Remember, the key to a great poke bowl is not just the sauce, but also the variety of toppings. Experiment with different poke bowl toppings to find your perfect combination. If you have any leftover sauce, just store it in an airtight container in the fridge for up to a week, or freeze it for up to 3 months. Thaw in the fridge when ready to use, and give it a good stir to restore its creamy consistency. That's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoy making and tasting your very own poke sauce. Dive into the joy of home cooking and transform your meals into gourmet experiences. Until next time, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying good food.